We're going to start hour number two by talking Buffalo Bills football. We are joined by a safety for the Bills. Coming off a game where he had four tackles, he had a pass defensed. He had an INT against Tennessee in week six for the season. 26 tackles, four passes defensed, and two interceptions. He was an All-American and a first-team All-Pac-12er at Oregon State. He was the 218th pick overall in 2013. You may or may not know this. He was a 42nd round pick of the Miami Marlins back in the day. Buffalo is 4-2. They're in first in the division, and they're hosting Miami. It's a CBS game, 1 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. Jordan Poyer joins me once again. Jordan, it's great to have you back. Thanks so much. How are you?
I'm good, Jim. I appreciate you for having me on again, man.
So good to have you, Jordan. Always like talking to you. So I'm curious, especially you and knowing your approach and your mindset, you're coming off a bye, you're getting ready for Miami. How was that bye week, and what did you get up to? How did you approach it?
Yeah, you know, being in the league 9 years, you kind of learn a lot about, you know, how to handle a bye week. You know, it was really, I spent time with my family, a lot of time with my family, my wife and my daughter, and really just rested and recharged, kind of reflected, you know, where I was at and, you know, where I wanted to go as a, you know, as for myself and then obviously as a goal for our team. So, you know, I'm ready to get back to work, man. You know, it was good to see the guys yesterday and today. Everybody look, you know, refreshed, recharged, ready to go, man. We got a, you know, 11-game stretch, you know, till the playoffs. And so, you know, it's just, you know, new season, time to roll.
That's interesting. So when you talk about how you thought about yourself for a minute, like, where am I at? Where do I want to go? That self-reflection, what types of questions did you ask yourself? And what were the answers? Where are you at right now?
Yeah, you know, I feel like I'm playing well. There's obviously a lot of plays. There's some plays that I wish I could have back, but, I just want to keep going. You know, I just want to keep getting better every single day, you know, really attacking every single day and really taking a one day at a time, you know, approach. You know, what's happened in the past. You can't really fix that. But, you know, what can you do? What can you learn from it in order to keep getting better? Because that's the name of the game, man. You just want to keep, you know, you want to keep getting better, you know, as an individual and as a team, you know, and because, you know, you don't necessarily want to be playing your best football in September, October, you know. You want to keep getting better, play your best football in the end of November, December, where you know, football, you know, where each play matters, each game is huge.
Jordan Poyer is joining us. You know, you're 9 years in. I'm really curious. Like, the goal, obviously, is to get better every single day as a person, as a player, as a father, the whole thing. 9 years in, you obviously know so much more now than you did when you first got in. So you're definitely a more intelligent player. Your football IQ is higher. Physically, can you do everything you used to do? In other words, is your best football still ahead of you and not behind you?
I truly 100% believe that. You know, early in my career, you know, I look back and you know, I wasn't playing a whole lot. I was a special teams player, you know, my first, you know, 3-4 years, and just kind of learning under the guys and that were ahead of me, the vets that were older than me, kind of how to take care of your body, how to just be a professional. And so, you know, I didn't have to take a whole lot of physical beating my first 3 years, and then obviously my fourth year I got hurt. And you know, I still feel like I'm growing as a player, and I still feel like my best ball is ahead of me. You know, I'm 30 years old right now, but, you know, I always tell people, you know, I was always a late bloomer. And so I always, you know, I was the last one to have, you know, hair on my legs or whatever, you know. So I still feel like I'm getting better each and every day, each and every year. So, you know, I do feel like my best ball is ahead of me.
Jordan Poyer is joining us. I'm going to come back to that point about you being a late bloomer in 1 second, because there's something that's really interesting about that, too. You know, when you mentioned that when you first came in, there were guys who took you under their wing and talked to you about, this is how you prepare like a pro, this is how you take care of your body. Now, guys come to you, and then you share that information with them right now. Who were some of the guys that taught you that stuff when you came up?
Yeah, I had guys like Jim Leonard. I had guys like Deshaun Gibson. I had guys like Dante Whitner. All guys who respectively, you know, all pro guys, you know, with Whitner and Gibson, you know, Gibson's still playing in the league for the Bears right now. But guys who, you know, well-respected around the league. Obviously, we weren't, you know, we weren't that great of a football team when I was out there in Cleveland. But, you know, just how to prepare for each and every game, how to go into, you know, how being able to handle wins, being able to handle losses as well. Because it's a long season, you know, you never can really dwell off a loss too long, and you can never really get too high off a win too long, you know, because before you know, you're right back in on Wednesday preparing for the next week, and if you're holding on to that loss, holding on to that win, you know, that's going to distract you going into the next week. So it's little stuff like that, you know, I still see in younger guys now. You see younger guys, you know, they might have a really good game early on, But then, you know, that really good game kind of holds on to them. And they, you know, feeling good about themselves. And it's hard to do. You know, it's hard to let go of a game where you go out there and maybe you have 10 tackles and 2 picks or whatever. You know, it's really hard to use that 24-hour rule and forget about that. And now you have to prepare for the next opponent. And that's really a lot of things that I got from those older guys is, you know, how to handle wins, how to handle losses. And in Cleveland, we lost a lot. So, you know, and even now I feel like it's a lot easier. It's coming a little bit more to fruition now. You know, we're in the middle of the season. I'm in year 9. You know, we're 4-2 now. You know, obviously took a really tough loss against Tennessee a couple weeks ago. But ain't no reason to dwell on that. You know, we got another football game coming up this week. And we know we're a good football team. And you know, and the guys know they're good football players. And so we just got to continue to work. And that's when I say get better each and every day. You know, coach always says you never lose, you just learn. You know, it's a shame on us if we don't learn from our losses and get better from them.
It's really pretty interesting. You know, it's all mindset, right? You have to have that mental discipline that no matter what happens, good or bad, you got to keep moving. Like, you have to 100%. Keep moving. It's so interesting. You know, the guys you mentioned too, Jordan Poyer, my guest, these are really interesting guys that you mentioned. Like, Dante Whitner came on my podcast a couple of weeks back. He still has plenty of it. He's right down the street in Newport Beach. Jim Leonard, I've spent some time with at the Wisconsin program. These are all really strong dudes. And I know the young guys that you play with right now would say the same thing about you. Jordan, the amazing thing, you are the subject of your own doc, Jordan Poyer, the kid from Astoria. What was it like to participate in that documentary and then to see the final film? That's got to be some pretty heady stuff.
Yeah, it was amazing, man. It was crazy how it all came together. I was, you know, just kind of like, I go out to Astoria every year and always do some sort of fundraiser back home where I grew up and always do some sort of fundraiser. And we kind of decided about 2 weeks before I went out there that we were just going to film the content and then just, you know, film everybody that was back home with me. And just kind of tell my story through it. I didn't see the final product until I saw it with my teammates here in Buffalo when we dropped it. So that was my first time seeing it. And I mean, just to see it all come together, man, it was really emotional. It was a really emotional night. And you know, I had so much support from, like I said, my friends, my fans, my teammates, you know, all around. And you know, a lot of them, most of those guys that came to that had seen, you know, what I was like before, you know, when I was drinking heavy, when I was, you know, doing the stuff I wasn't supposed to be doing. And now obviously see, you know, where I'm at now. You know, I've been almost 600 days since I've had any alcohol, and just, you know, the support that I continue to get from them, man, it's awesome. And it motivates me to continue to share my story and try to inspire as many people as I can. Cause you know, alcohol is a huge issue in our world, man. And you know, it's hard to talk about. You know, I think we all know somebody who has been affected with alcohol in their life. And you know, it's just, I think we got to talk about it more, you know, and that's my goal now, is to be able to normalize, you know, not just alcohol addiction, but any sort of addiction, man. We got to be able to talk about, you know, what's going on and in order to step in front of those problems. You know, that was my biggest thing, was I needed to own up to what I was doing and really face myself in the mirror. And I think a lot of people, you know, now that I've opened up, are able to come to me and really kind of relate to, you know, what they're going through. And so, you know, I just want to continue to be that light for folks.
Jordan, I appreciate you so much for that mindset and that mentality. I respect it so much. I admire it so much. You and I have talked about this. And I love that you didn't just do this or post it or talk about it as a one-off and say, all right, I've covered that. You just said it to me right now. We need to continue to have this dialogue. The door has to be open. So my question to you then is, if somebody were to be listening right now, or somebody were to say to you, Jordan, it's bigger than me. Man, I'm fighting a losing battle. I have no hope. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I'm giving in to this. I can't go on. I can't do it. What's your response? What's your message to that person?
Yeah, I usually tell people when they, you know, because a lot of people come up to me in my DMs or even in person, and they'll tell me their story. Like, hey, man, I'm struggling. You know, I can't seem to put whatever it is down. You know, how can you help me? You know, this is what I've been through. And I tell them, like, look, man, like, you took the first step right there into owning up to, you know, your problem. Like, owning up that you actually have a problem. And you owned up to me, somebody who you don't even know. And so I challenge people all the time to own up to somebody who is close to them and let them know that, hey, man, like, it could be your best friend, it could be your wife, your husband, whoever. hey, I have a problem. That was my issue. I was too macho man, too this, that, or whatever you want to call it, to feel like, you know, I had to go ask somebody, like, or tell somebody, like, hey, I have a problem. And everybody that I told after, you know, my wife was the main one, like, hey, and she supported me the most. I had to, you know, let her know, like, hey, you know, I have a problem, and I need you to help me. And, you know, she was the first one to be able to she'll tell you first off, she helped me, man. She told me to let me the direction I needed to go. And even my mom, I told my mom I had a problem too. And most of the time, the people that you tell you have a problem really probably already know you have a problem. And so, you know, now I tell them, you know, own up to your problem, own up to it, face it on. And, you know, the people that care about you will help guide you in the direction that you need to go. And I always let them know I'm here to talk too, you know, because some people just need another voice in their life to have that conversation. You know, I had a conversation with a guy today. He told me he was 4 months sober, you know, and ever since him and I had the conversation, he was 4 months sober, and you know, he was struggling today, and he said he was having a lot of bad thoughts in his head. And so, you know, I just challenged him. I said, hey, man, it's one day at a time, you know, and don't think about doing it for yourself. Think about doing it for somebody who you love, you know, somebody who you care about, you know, because if you think about doing it for somebody else, you know, it just makes it a lot easier for me when I think about doing it for the people that care about me, for the people that, you know, that I inspire. You know, they're the ones that motivate me.
Hey, Jordan, one last thought. This is, and I want to say it again to you, this is what I admire so much about you. It's one thing to own your problem. It's another thing to own it and then get help and then fix it. But entirely another to do it and not say to yourself, all right, this is a private matter, I took care of it, and then go about your life and your business. You're not doing that. You're saying, yeah, I need to continue to address this and own this, but I want to help others because I know other people are going through it. I mean, it says so much. You don't need to do that. It says so much about you. And the other thing, it seems to me, that you really understand, you understand that if you say one thing to one person that it seems totally random, it could impact them literally for the rest of their life, right? Like, you understand that you have that kind of power.
1,000%. And it's, I mean, it's something, you know, and like I said, that's just something that continues to inspire me to continue to, you know, I feel that energy. You know, I go to talk to this group out here in Buffalo called Kids Escaping Drugs. And, you know, I go have conversation with those kids just because, you know, I know, I mean, these kids are anywhere from 13 to 20, I think it's 21, 22, 23 years old and all, you know, have issues in their life with addiction. And, you know, some of those kids just need to have a conversation to, just need to be listened to, you know what I mean? And I know, you know, especially out here in Buffalo, myself as a high-profile athlete, is somebody, you know, as somebody as simple as me going and having that conversation really could change somebody's life. And like I said, that's just what continues to inspire me. You know, I love seeing these stories of people, you know, telling me how long they've been sober. And you know, it really just touches me inside, man. It really, like I said, just continues to motivate me.
I think it's amazing. I really do. I'd walk off on that. I want to ask you one thing about the game against the Dolphins, but I think that's an amazing thing that you understand that you have that kind of impact. And I don't want to say responsibility because you don't have to, but you are. So, man, that
right.
I have so much respect for you for doing that and so much admiration. You've got the Dolphins on Sunday. You did beat them 35-0 in their place in week two. So how do you approach this one? How much can you take away from that first game and apply to this one?
Yeah, obviously, you know, Tua's back playing. You know, he came out injured early on in that game. So probably be, you know, a little different game. You know, we understand they're a hungry football team, man. You know, took a tough loss at Atlanta this last weekend, and they're hungry for a win. So, you know, they're coming here to Buffalo. They're not just going to lay down. So we got to really prepare well. They got some really good players over there, obviously. And we got to prepare well and come ready to play.
Jordan Poyer, man, what a journey that you're on right now, and there's so much ahead of you, both in football and life, obviously, but I so appreciate you and you sharing your story always and coming on this show. Every time you come on, Jordan, it's like this great shot of energy and adrenaline, and I'm always so much better for it.
That,
I really
man.
Appreciate you, man. I appreciate
I
you so
it,
much. Great to have you on, Jordan.
That,
thank you, man. Have a great day. Have a great week, and thank you again for sharing your time and your story.
Yes,
he is something else, boy. Jordan Poyer, he really is something else. I can't stress that enough. For him to be as open about the things that he has battled, overcome, the adversity he's taken on, the fact that he said, yeah, you know, I used to be too macho to ask for help. You need to ask for help. And the ones that you ask help of probably already know you have a problem. And then, like I said, it's one thing to address it, fix it, get beyond it, and then just say, all right, that's a private matter. He's not doing that. He's saying, I'll talk to pretty much anybody. If you have an issue or a question or you want to DM me, go ahead. Because I know that I'm having an impact and it feels awesome. He's such a good dude. So imagine having that guy in your secondary room.